This is the MPSM SPM trial, listening test 2023. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You will hear a conversation about Korean language lesson.
Hey, how are your Korean lessons going?
It's been challenging, but also rewarding. My teacher has complimented my Korean grammar multiple times. I guess all the Korean dramas I've watched really paid off. However, my pronunciation still needs some work, but I'm getting there.
How about writing in Korean? Is it just as hard?
It's by far my biggest struggle. Korean writing is so different from all the other languages I know.
Keep at it. You've already made good progress with grammar. With practice and time, I'm sure you'll improve your other skills too.
Now, listen again.
Hey. How are your Korean lessons going?
It's been challenging, but also rewarding. My teacher has complimented my Korean grammar multiple times. I guess all the Korean dramas I've watched really paid off. However, my pronunciation still needs some work, but I'm getting there.
How about writing in Korean? Is it just as hard?
It's by far my biggest struggle. Korean writing is so different from all the other languages I know.
Keep at it. You've already made good progress with grammar. With practice and time, I'm sure you'll improve your other skills too.
Question 2. You will hear a conversation about a new library.
Hey, have you checked out the new library yet? I went there yesterday, and the collection of books is amazing.
Really? It seemed pretty standard to me.
What do you mean? They have such a diverse and interesting collection.
Well, I guess I didn't pay much attention to the books. But I did appreciate the quiet study rooms.
I found the rooms a bit too dim for my liking. Did you sit on the new chairs at the reading area? They're so comfortable, I could have sat there for hours just reading.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's going to become a popular spot in the library.
Absolutely.
Now, listen again.
Hey. Have you checked out the new library yet? I went there yesterday, and the collection of books is amazing.
Really? It seemed pretty standard to me.
What do you mean? They have such a diverse and interesting collection.
Well, I guess I didn't pay much attention to the books. But I did appreciate the quiet study rooms.
I found the rooms a bit too dim for my liking. Did you sit on the new chairs at the reading area? They're so comfortable. I could have sat there for hours just reading.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's going to become a popular spot in the library.
Absolutely.
Question 3. You will hear a conversation about football game.
Did you watch the World Cup last night, Coven?
How could I have missed that? I'm an ardent fan of Argentina.
Both teams played well. My favorite is Germany. they lost in the first round itself. I was devastated. Anyway, I thought Morocco would be in the finals.
I missed class today, as I stayed awake to watch the game. Ms. Janice would be furious because I have not submitted my project work yet.
Now, listen again.
Did you watch the World Cup last night, Coven?
How could I have missed that? I'm an ardent fan of Argentina.
Both teams played well. My favorite is Germany. They lost in the first round itself. I was devastated. Anyway, I thought Morocco would be in the finals.
I missed class today, as I stayed awake to watch the game. Ms. Janice would be furious because I have not submitted my project work yet.
Question 4. You will hear a teacher talking about an animal.
The goblin shark is a very strange-looking creature of the sea. It has pink skin, a shovel-like snout, a row of long pointed teeth, and a rather flabby body. The goblin shark lives at the bottom of the ocean and is most commonly found off the coast of Japan. Its name is taken from the mythical goblins from Japanese folklore.
Now, listen again.
The goblin shark is a very strange-looking creature of the sea. It has pink skin, a shovel-like snout, a row of long pointed teeth, and a rather flabby body. The goblin shark lives at the bottom of the ocean and is most commonly found off the coast of Japan. Its name is taken from the mythical goblins from Japanese folklore.
Question 5. You will hear a conversation about taking up a hobby.
Oh, what a beautiful painting. Did you do that?
Yes, I've been learning to paint this past year. I go to classes every Saturday.
I never would have guessed. It looks like you have been painting for years.
Thanks. I'm flattered.
Is it difficult? I've always wanted to try it, but I don't know where to start.
To be honest, there are a lot of things to learn, but part of the fun is just doing it. I mean, it doesn't need to be perfect.
Maybe I'll try it.
You should. And it's a great way to deal with stress.
Now, listen again.
Oh, what a beautiful painting. Did you do that?
Yes, I've been learning to paint this past year. I go to classes every Saturday.
I never would have guessed. It looks like you have been painting for years.
Thanks. I'm flattered.
Is it difficult? I've always wanted to try it, but I don't know where to start.
To be honest, there are a lot of things to learn, but part of the fun is just doing it. I mean, it doesn't need to be perfect.
Maybe I'll try it.
You should. And it's a great way to deal with stress.
Question 6. You will hear a conversation about plastic surgery.
So, Brenda, what do you think about plastic surgery?
What do I think about it?
Yeah, would you ever get it done? It's very common these days.
I've never really thought about it. To be honest, Jessie, I don't think I would. It seems so unnatural. I can't understand why people do it.
Well, maybe people don't like their faces, or they think it will get them a better job.
Now, listen again.
So, Brenda, what do you think about plastic surgery?
What do I think about it?
Yeah, would you ever get it done? It's very common these days.
I've never really thought about it. To be honest, Jessie, I don't think I would. It seems so unnatural. I can't understand why people do it.
Well, maybe people don't like their faces, or they think it will get them a better job.
Question 7. You will hear the weather forecast over the radio.
Good evening. This is your weather forecast for Saturday. For those planning an outdoor morning picnic tomorrow, go ahead and get ready. You can expect fair skies for most part of the day with temperatures in the low to mid-20s. Nevertheless, this is set to change by evening with a storm brewing. Expect light showers in the early evening and late evening thunderstorms over the southern part of Kuala Lumpur.
Now, listen again.
Good evening. This is your weather forecast for Saturday. For those planning an outdoor morning picnic tomorrow, go ahead and get ready. You can expect fair skies for most part of the day with temperatures in the low to mid-20s. Nevertheless, this is set to change by evening with a storm brewing. Expect light showers in the early evening and late evening thunderstorms over the southern part of Kuala Lumpur.
That is the end of part 1. Now, turn to part 2. You will hear Wendy talking about her Baba Nyonya heritage. For question 8 to 15, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at part 2.
My great-great-grandfather hailed from the Fujian province in China with his friends. They settled down in Penang, one of the Strait settlements under the British rule. They married local women here. This unity resulted in the birth of the Peranakan culture. The males are given the honorific term Babas, whilst the females are called Nyonyas. The Peranakan language is a blend of Malay and Chinese Hokkien words. For example, Kek Sim, meaning unhappy, is from Hokkien, while Bini, meaning wife, is a Malay word. The Peranakan culture has been preserved and handed down from one generation to another and can be most vividly seen in Penang, Malacca, and Singapore. The mix in culture resulted in a delightful diversity in clothing, food, and architecture. The Peranakan cuisine is an extraordinary blend of Chinese and Malay culture. Chinese spices and ingredients were incorporated with cooking techniques used by the Malay community. One famous Peranakan dish is the Asam Laksa, a noodle dish served in spicy fish broth and topped with mint, onion, pineapples, cucumber, and torch ginger. Another is ayam pongte, which is a salty sweet stewed chicken dish with fermented soybeans and gula melaka. Peranakan clothes are also distinctive in style, especially for the women folk. Most Nyonyas wear the Nyonya kebaya during festive and cultural occasions. The fashion is clearly influenced by the Malay and Chinese cultures. The top is usually made of a beautiful, semi-transparent, lightweight material. Beautiful designs are embroidered on it. A decorative brooch secures the opening. The sarung is made from beautiful batik cloth and fits snugly on the person. A word to describe the Peranakan architecture is eclectic. It is often referred to as Chinese Baroque architecture, which sees a fusion of Chinese, Malay, and European influences. Beautiful Art Nouveau tiles with Chinese motifs adorn the facades of most Peranakan houses. These tiles were imported from Europe and Japan. Peranakan buildings are rectangular in shape. Colorful porcelain and crockery are placed strategically around the house. I'm glad that my mom taught me about my Peranakan heritage, and I am adamant on passing them down to my children in future. It is a heritage I am proud of. Now, listen again. You will hear Wendy talking about her Baba Nyonya heritage. My great-great-grandfather hailed from the Fujian province in China with his friends. They settled down in Penang, one of the Strait settlements under the British rule. They married local women here. This unity resulted in the birth of the Peranakan culture. The males are given the honorific term Babas, whilst the females are called Nyonyas. The Peranakan language is a blend of Malay and Chinese Hokkien words. For example, Kek Sim, meaning unhappy, is from Hokkien, while Bini, meaning wife, is a Malay word. The Peranakan culture has been preserved and handed down from one generation to another and can be most vividly seen in Penang, Malacca, and Singapore. The mix in culture resulted in a delightful diversity in clothing, food, and architecture. The Peranakan cuisine is an extraordinary blend of Chinese and Malay culture. Chinese spices and ingredients were incorporated with cooking techniques used by the Malay community. One famous Peranakan dish is the Asam Laksa, a noodle dish served in spicy fish broth and topped with mint, onion, pineapples, cucumber, and torch ginger. Another is Ayam Pongte, which is a salty sweet stewed chicken dish with fermented soybeans and gula melaka. Peranakan clothes are also distinctive in style, especially for the womenfolk. Most nyonyas wear the nyonya kebaya during festive and cultural occasions. The fashion is clearly influenced by the Malay and Chinese cultures. The top is usually made of a beautiful, semi-transparent, lightweight material. Beautiful designs are embroidered on it. A decorative brooch secures the opening. The sarung is made from beautiful batik cloth and fits snugly on the person. A word to describe the Peranakan architecture is eclectic. It is often referred to as Chinese Baroque architecture, which sees a fusion of Chinese, Malay, and European influences. Beautiful Art Nouveau tiles with Chinese motifs adorn the facades of most Peranakan houses. These tiles were imported from Europe and Japan. Peranakan buildings are rectangular in shape. Colorful porcelain and crockery are placed strategically around the house. I'm glad that my mom taught me about my Peranakan heritage, and I am adamant on passing them down to my children in future. It is a heritage I am proud of.
That is the end of part 2. Now, turn to part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which students talk about what they do to help protect the environment. For question 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters, which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. Now, you have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
Protecting the environment is important to humans and every other living thing on Earth. I try not to buy things I need to use for a short time. I usually rent and buy things at garage sales, second-hand and thrift shops. When I go shopping, I always bring my own reusable bags rather than use plastic bags from the shop.
Speaker 2.
I have started a campaign in my school and neighborhood to plant more trees and plants wherever there is an empty piece of land. This is because trees provide food, oxygen, clean the air, and help to fight climate change.
Speaker 3.
I always check to see the taps are turned off to avoid drips and that water doesn't run when I am not using it. I prefer to take short showers rather than long baths because less water is used. The less water you use, the less wastewater ends up in the ocean.
Speaker 4.
I always remind my parents and siblings to turn off the lights, air conditioner, television, computers and other electrical devices when not being used. At home, we should use energy-efficient bulbs to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and save electricity.
Speaker 5.
I believe that we should either walk or cycle to nearby places rather than use a car. Most cars burn fuel and pollute the air. Instead of traveling in different cars to the same destination, carpooling would be a better option.
Now, listen again. Speaker 1.
Protecting the environment is important to humans and every other living thing on Earth. I try not to buy things I need to use for a short time. I usually rent and buy things at garage sales, second-hand and thrift shops. When I go shopping, I always bring my own reusable bags rather than use plastic bags from the shop.
Speaker 2.
I have started a campaign in my school and neighborhood to plant more trees and plants wherever there is an empty piece of land. This is because trees provide food, oxygen, clean the air, and help to fight climate change.
Speaker 3.
I always check to see the taps are turned off to avoid drips and that water doesn't run when I am not using it. I prefer to take short showers rather than long baths because less water is used. The less water you use, the less wastewater ends up in the ocean.
Speaker 4.
I always remind my parents and siblings to turn off the lights, air conditioner, television, computers and other electrical devices when not being used. At home, we should use energy-efficient bulbs to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and save electricity.
Speaker 5.
I believe that we should either walk or cycle to nearby places rather than use a car. Most cars burn fuel and pollute the air. Instead of traveling in different cars to the same destination, carpooling would be a better option.
That is the end of part 3. Now, turn to part 4. You will hear an interview with a chef. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the interview twice. Now, you have 1 minute to look at part 4.
When and how did your interest in cooking start?
I have always loved food from a very young age. I ate everything that was fed to me and I never complained or made a fuss. I am who I am because of my grandfather and parents, who were my driving force. I come from a family of cooks and I was never wanting of food. My grandfather owned a stall near the Seremban Lake Gardens and people used to patronize his stall all day. Later, my parents took over the stall and when they could afford it, opened a restaurant serving Minang Kapau food near Paul Street in Seremban Town. It was here that my interest in cooking developed. While in the kitchen, with my parents, I learned about the different types of vegetables, meat, and everything related to food. I knew while I was in school then that cooking was my calling, and so I enrolled in the School of Culinary Arts immediately after my SPM.
When did you start your career as a chef, and what have you achieved so far?
When I completed my hospitality and catering program, I joined Hotel Impian and worked there for 4 years. I wasn't doing much cooking there, and I was not very happy. Later, I joined a European restaurant in Kuala Lumpur, where I learned how to prepare European cuisine. It was here that I met the famous Chef Lim, who saw my potential and capability as a chef. He knew after our first meeting that I would be a very successful chef if I was willing to work hard. Today, I am involved in many ventures as a chef. I do TV shows and also run a cooking school for mothers and their special children. I have also published a cookbook on Malaysian food, and I have a few other projects in the pipeline.
What were some of the challenges you faced when you became a chef?
I realized it was not easy to pursue a career in cooking in this country. Getting a job as a chef was difficult. Although I had the qualifications, I still had to work in the kitchen, doing jobs like cutting vegetables, washing dishes, and helping with the preparations. The actual cooking and choosing recipes were done by the more experienced cooks. There were already so many famous chefs, and I was entering an established field. I faced stiff competition. To get people to notice and take me seriously was difficult. People wanted to know where I was trained and how many years of experience I had and so on. Perseverance and patience were the two qualities one needs to climb the ladder of success.
What advice would you give to someone who is aspiring to be a chef?
Becoming a chef is really hard work, and if you do not have the passion for the art of cooking, it will be difficult to make it. There is no easy way or shortcut to becoming a great cook. It takes dedication, patience, and genuine love for food. You have to be enthusiastic about your work and open to negative remarks and comments. People will always be judging your cooking, be it chefs or the general public dining in your restaurant. You need to have an open mind and learn to respect negative comments. You need to be able to handle criticism. No matter how hard it gets, never give up. Be disciplined and organized in every aspect. Focus on your cooking task at all times. Finally, don't be afraid to experiment and be creative to create different and unique food.
Now, listen again.
When and how did your interest in cooking start?
I have always loved food from a very young age. I ate everything that was fed to me and I never complained or made a fuss. I am who I am because of my grandfather and parents, who were my driving force. I come from a family of cooks and I was never wanting of food. My grandfather owned a stall near the Seremban Lake Gardens and people used to patronize his stall all day. Later, my parents took over the stall and when they could afford it, opened a restaurant serving Minang Kapau food near Paul Street in Seremban Town. It was here that my interest in cooking developed. While in the kitchen, with my parents, I learned about the different types of vegetables, meat, and everything related to food. I knew while I was in school then that cooking was my calling, and so I enrolled in the School of Culinary Arts immediately after my SPM.
When did you start your career as a chef, and what have you achieved so far?
When I completed my hospitality and catering program, I joined Hotel Impian and worked there for 4 years. I wasn't doing much cooking there, and I was not very happy. Later, I joined a European restaurant in Kuala Lumpur, where I learned how to prepare European cuisine. It was here that I met the famous Chef Lim, who saw my potential and capability as a chef. He knew after our first meeting that I would be a very successful chef, if I was willing to work hard. Today, I am involved in many ventures as a chef. I do TV shows and also run a cooking school for mothers and their special children. I have also published a cookbook on Malaysian food, and I have a few other projects in the pipeline.
What were some of the challenges you faced when you became a chef?
I realized it was not easy to pursue a career in cooking in this country. Getting a job as a chef was difficult. Although I had the qualifications, I still had to work in the kitchen, doing jobs like cutting vegetables, washing dishes, and helping with the preparations. The actual cooking and choosing recipes were done by the more experienced cooks. There were already so many famous chefs, and I was entering an established field. I faced stiff competition. To get people to notice and take me seriously was difficult. People wanted to know where I was trained and how many years of experience I had and so on. Perseverance and patience were the two qualities one needs to climb the ladder of success.
What advice would you give to someone who is aspiring to be a chef?
Becoming a chef is really hard work, and if you do not have the passion for the art of cooking, it will be difficult to make it. There is no easy way or shortcut to becoming a great cook. It takes dedication, patience, and genuine love for food. You have to be enthusiastic about your work and open to negative remarks and comments. People will always be judging your cooking, be it chefs or the general public dining in your restaurant. You need to have an open mind and learn to respect negative comments. You need to be able to handle criticism. No matter how hard it gets, never give up. Be disciplined and organized in every aspect. Focus on your cooking task at all times. Finally, don't be afraid to experiment and be creative to create different and unique food.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. Time's up. Stop writing. Your answer sheet will be collected now. Thank you.